It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here are those two wild and crazy gardening guys, Dwayne Hasted and Terry Overlander, ready to take your questions at 598-7301 or 598-FM92.
All right, welcome to the Garden Show this morning. Paul Ramos sitting in for Terry Overlander, and Dwayne's over in Montevideo today, right, Dwayne?
Yes, all over. But I'm in the Montevideo shop right now and sitting out among the shrubs outside, so we can talk about that today, and we have some questions already. So if people do have questions, please call them in there to Paul, and we'd be glad to answer those. I know there's a lot of questions out there, so don't be afraid to ask. There's no such thing as a dumb question.
Right. And I'm the only one at the studio right now, so just leave the question on the answer machine. We'll try to get to it for the show today. So, beautiful day, Dwayne.
Beautiful, beautiful. No lack of moisture. Plants are growing like crazy. Weeds are growing like crazy. So we'll be talking about that. Some nice shrubs out there. Things are blooming. There's one unusual one that's blooming right now. It's a pink. Called Summer Glow Tamarisk. It's a really ferny looking bush. It gets to be quite big. You probably wouldn't want to plant it by your house, but it's really wispy. And if you're looking for something different, look at Summer Glow Tamarisk.
Okay.
Cool one.
All right. Awesome. Well, should we start with some questions?
Sure. Yeah. It always goes fast.
Actually, this one was from a couple weeks ago. When I did the show with you, we had talked a lot about trees, and someone asked a question, what's the best tree to plant in our area here?
That's a loaded question. It depends on what you're looking for, too. If you want a short one or a tall one or a shade tree or a fall color, I mean, there's different things. That's why there's different kinds of trees, you know? They're all about created equal, so each situation's kind of, you know, it depends on what kind of tree you want.
Okay.
If you have a big open lawn, you know, and you want a big shade tree, you know, that situation, I'd probably, you know, one suggestion would be a maple. Autumn blaze maple gets tall. We have a little problem with those in Madison. The soil type is a little different there, and they like to have a little acetic soil. There's alkaline soil in Madison a little bit, so they kind of turn yellow. But a sugar maple for a bigger tree is one of my favorite trees. It has a gorgeous fall color. If you're looking for a smaller tree, you know, you have a small area and looking for a maple, Amur maple, A-M-U-R maple, is a smaller tree and still has gorgeous fall color. I like that one, too, if you're looking for a smaller area.
Mm.
You know, shade trees is one category, and you usually call them shade tree because they get bigger, provide shade. There's lindens, there's locusts, there's maples. And then there's, you know, a variety of other trees. Medium-sized tree is a Japanese tree. Lilac is one of my favorite. Medium-sized hardy tree has the big white flowers on it. That's a good one. There's all kinds of flowering crabs that flower, and we sell the ones that don't set fruit so the berries don't fall off, because that's always a kind of a pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask.
We have a great selection.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask you my own question here. Well, what's a worst tree? What's a bad tree to plant?
Well,
I don't like trees that drip sap or whatever like that.
You know, the old Chinese elms, which we used to plant, that had sappy trees. When I lived out on the farm north of Madison, we had a Chinese elm, and it was always sappy type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Trees that actually the sap drops off, that's not probably the sap. It's probably, you know, aphids in the tree, and that's the secretion from the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you got bug poop coming down on your car. So, you know, spray those trees, keep them out of there, or you can put a systemic insecticide, which is a granular that you put along the base of the tree, and the tree absorbs it, and take care of some of those bug problems.
Okay. Well, here's another question, and it's kind of a loaded question, kind of, Dwayne, with all the moisture we've been having. How often do I need to water my plants?
Again, all plants aren't created equal, okay? If we're talking about container plants, you know, like a hanging basket, when it gets to be 80, 90 degrees, you're going to have to water that every day at least once, okay? because the only water that it gets is from you. If it's an established shrub, you know, that you have out in your lawn, probably can take care of itself unless we get, you sure don't have to water it this year because of all the moisture. But if you have, you know, bedding plants, you know, marigolds, geraniums, that type of stuff in a planter, it's on the north side, doesn't get as much sunlight, so you don't have to water as much. South side, sun beating down on it, you're probably going to have to water it a lot more, even if it does rain. Well, it depends on the plant. Some plants need a lot more moisture than others, and depends on the area that it's in. But you know what? They all need some fertilizer. With all the moisture we've had, you can kind of see things turning a little bit yellow. There's not a lot of nutrients there, so don't forget the fertilizer.
Yep, okay. Should I cut back perennials in the spring or the fall?
You know, usually what you do is when the flower is spent, it means it's done. It's, you need to deadhead your perennials.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, some of the, there's some really gorgeous looking daylilies that are blooming right now. And when those flowers are done, they call them spent, or you need to deadhead your flowers. So then you should cut those back, and you take, don't just cut the tip off. Go take that stem and go down to where it connects to the plant and cut it there. So you're deadheading that whole stem out of there. Usually you cut your perennials down early spring if you want to keep the snow around them, helps protect them. Mm-hmm. You can cut them down in the fall. But right now, you're probably not going to cut a lot of your perennials down. You're just going to make them look better, shape them up. If there's bad leaves on there, brown leaves, then mm-hmm. prune those off and deadhead your flowers. And then do the major cutting back of your perennials either late fall or early spring.
Okay, good. Okay. You know, I know you talked about the moisture before, and I always remember what you said about, well, I think it was your grandfather that always told you never complain about moisture, right? Or too much.
Yeah,
moisture.
It's probably one of those years of exceptions, huh?
Yeah.
When there's lakes out in your field, lakes out in your fields, and there's ducks in them, we've got plenty of moisture.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he probably would complain if you can't get your crops planted or can't get your garden in because of too much moisture. I don't think that's a good thing.
Right. So who's in?
There's not many years.
Yeah. Dwayne, who was influential with you, your grandfather or your mom, that got you involved in the profession you're in?
Well, a couple people. My dad was a farmer and was raised on a farm north of Madison. So, you know, I was on the tractor and that type of stuff when I was younger. Always enjoyed that. But my mom was a big, big gardener, Myrtle Hasted. And even when I was a little baby, I can remember she having us out in the garden, and can remember their crawling down the rows and eating all the peas. So, and then she made us raise cucumbers when we got older and pick cucumbers, which was a job, and brought them into Madison, and they graded them by different sizes, and we got paid so much a pound, and Mom always got the money, so I didn't think that was great. So when I wasn't really, when I was younger, I never thought I'd be in the profession. But when I went off to college, I was interested in horticulture and that, so I took a lot of college horticulture classes.
Mm-hmm.
And met a lot of friends in college who were interested in plants, so from those, that's where I got my start.
Okay. All right, good. Yeah, I always wondered about that, so you do a great job. So what's happening at Heather? What do you got going on?
A lot of landscaping. We're doing landscaping. We have a lot of gorgeous bushes, and they're kind of in their prime. Just looking out here right now, there's red-colored ones. Some of the ninebarks have, you know, reddish burgundy leaves. There's right in front of me, there's a wygalia that has a burgundy leaf, and then flowers pink. Other burgundy ones are the barberries are cool. A lot of things are blooming, kind of a yellow season right now. A lot of things that are yellow. The daylilies are blooming. There's yellow called Golden Alexander, which is a really pretty perennial that has yellow flowers all the way up the stem. If you don't have one of them, I would suggest one of those. And the hydrangeas are just starting to bloom. And we have different colors of those. The white ones are probably the hardiest, and the pink ones are easy to grow. There's one called Strawberry Sunday, which should you should have someplace in your landscaping. But the blue ones, we just don't have the right soil type around here. Hard to grow and have a blue hydrangea in western Minnesota. So I would not strongly suggest that unless you're really, really, really going to babysit that one.
Okay. Well, we had a caller call in with a question. Well, you mentioned landscaping. What do you suggest for edging?
You know, there's a different kind of edging now. There's still the poly edging, the black poly edging, that if you install it right, it goes 6 inches into the ground. It's a black, looks like a hose on top of the ground, and if you put it in far enough, you don't hardly even see that. If you have nice grass, cover that up. That's one option. Another one a lot of people are doing now, and Heather does install this, is the cement edging. We have a machine that pours the cement edging.
Oh, wow.
And you pour that farther out into the lawn and then, plant your bushes inside that. And then usually you put a mulch down, put a fabric down first. I would suggest fabric versus poly. Lets the water through, or unless you really have a water problem area, you put a real heavy black plastic down. And then you put rock or mulch in there, a wood mulch. So, there are some bricks. I don't like using a lot of those bricks as an edger. There's edger bricks. Sometimes the weeds get in between the cracks in the bricks, but that's another option. Those are the main options these days.
Okay, good. Couple lawn questions. Well, it's kind of open-ended. What's the best way to care for my lawn, Dwayne?
That's an open question.
Yep.
One thing with a lawn, you just don't do it once a year. It's kind of a constant battle. One of the simplest things to do when it's starting to get hot now, mow your lawn higher. You should mow your lawn so it's at least 3 inches high. That way it doesn't dry out. I know that's weird this year, but the grass is used to this moisture now, and even when you get a few days, you see that it's even losing some of its color. So mow it high. Make sure you fertilize it, especially you should be fertilizing after all this moisture. So, and crabgrass preventer in the spring, help prevent crabgrass. Spray your weeds, and if you're only going to spray once, you spray in the fall, but the weeds are really going good now, so almost have to spray your weeds if you haven't done that, because the broadleaf weeds like the dandelions and the clover, just going crazy out there. Crabgrass is coming too.
How often should I fertilize my lawn, Dwayne?
Well, if you go by the book, it needs 4 pounds of nitrogen per year. You're not supposed to put down more than 1 pound of nitrogen at a time. So that means 4 times. Not too many people fertilize their lawn 4 times. If you're you want to have a above average lawn, I'd definitely put fertilizer on in the spring with the crabgrass preventer, and then kind of early, mid-fall, definitely put it on, because that's when the grass is storing up the energy for the next year.
All right. Well, we got 1 minute left, Dwayne. Where are you at? When's Heather open, and where's the locations at?
We're located in Madison on Main Street there, and Main Street in Dawson, and in Smith Edition in Montevideo. We're open generally from 8:30 till 5 o'clock, a little shorter on Saturdays. And if we can help you, and our business is trees and shrubs and everything that goes with that, the mulches, and okay, we can help you with that. They also have floral shops. And I'll check with the girls and us. We do anywhere from birthdays and, all kinds of flowers.
We're out of time, Dwayne. So thanks a lot.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great day, everybody.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.